Think of LSD and you probably think about the Beatles' iconic movies of merging colours and floating submarines, or the flower power and heady stories of 1960s San Francisco. Acid has been a controversial inspiration to many great thinkers, from Aldous Huxley to Steve Jobs. But what's happening in the brain to give such life-altering experiences? The hallucinogen LSD, or lysergic acid diethylamine, was brewed almost 100 years ago in Switzerland, and like many scientific discoveries, was a bit of an accident. In fact, Albert Hofmann had no way of knowing that his new drug, which was meant to stimulate blood circulation and breathing, would have such a strong psychedelic effect from just the smallest of doses. After accidentally touching a tiny crystal to his tongue, he experienced firsthand the effects of his powerful hallucinogenic drug. Time slowed down, and he later described an uninterrupted stream of fantastic pictures, extraordinary shapes with intense kaleidoscope-like play of colours. For the next couple of decades, LSD led a glamorous existence, as it was experimented with in science, music, literature, and even used in mind control experiments by the CIA, before it was made illegal in the late 1960s. When a person takes LSD, part of it is metabolized in the liver and eventually excreted. The other part quickly gets to work changing things inside the brain. It's believed that LSD interferes with serotonin, a chemical messenger that has a big role in mood, emotion, and sleep patterns. Through acting on specific receptors, the drug appears to break down barriers that usually separate areas of the brain from each other, allowing vision, movement, and hearing to all blur together, causing hallucinations and free flow of thought, often referred to as a trip. One symptom, known as ego dissolution, arises as the cells in our brain, our neurons, fail to fire together, stopping the brain from functioning in a coordinated manner. This can dissolve a person's sense of self, as their own thoughts are united with the environment, resembling the brain of an infant, free and unconstrained. But no two LSD experiences are the same, and while the idea of a communion with nature may sound tempting, it's hard to predict which way a trip will go. With one dose lasting up to 20 hours, and many people reporting repeat trips years later, heaven can sometimes turn hellish.
So far, we've looked at our historical use of drugs, the harm they can do, and how addiction hijacks the brain. But what about the possible good that could come from these substances?